welcome back to Daisy Talks. My name is Daisy, or Jenna, as some know me, and today I'm going to be doing something a little different. Normally my podcasts are more just about me rambling about whatever the hell I want to ramble about, but I'm actually going to have a topic of discussion, and it's not random, which is really weird. So I'm going to be talking more or less about my gaming experience throughout the years that I've been gaming, and what really goes on in the gaming community for people who aren't hardcore gamers, like get up every day, go to work, or like go to school and then come home and their only form of relaxation is to play video games. I'm going to be talking about how it's helped me, how it hasn't helped me, what it has done to me mentally, and how the community is overall. So without further ado, let's get started. How I got a love for gaming was more or less in my really younger years, about 3 or 4. I would watch my dad play video games, I'd play video games on his computer. I always used them as just kind of a way to cure boredom. I was never something really good back in the day, like when I was like 4 or 5, I played these little games to entertain me. Being an ADD or ADHD kid, it was really hard to just find entertainment because you were bouncing from thing to thing and there wasn't enough for me to do in the house. On that side where video games started for me, I grew up not in the best situation. Since my parents are divorced, I didn't grow up on my dad's side in the best situation. So we didn't have a lot of money to go out and do things to just make me not bored. So when my dad introduced me to video games, it kept me occupied for a couple hours before I'd move on to something different or could even choose just something else in a different video game to do, which was really nice. That funneled over into my early double digit 8 years, I want to say. When I was like in elementary, I was always watching YouTube videos on people playing the games that I couldn't buy because I didn't have the computer to buy. When the games came out mobily, I bought them with however much I could, or if they were free, I got them. And it was really nice. I gamed on PlayStation 3 for a really long time until the PS4 came out. I was playing PlayStation 3, I'd play Call of Duty Black Ops, I'd play Minecraft, I'd play a bunch of different games. I played on Xbox 360, we played some of the Kinect games, we played Minecraft on that as well, I played Halo on that. It was just a lot of just variety for me, which was really nice. I didn't have to stick to one thing. When I got more into my, I guess, teenage years is when it really started to be a big deal for me. In middle school, that's how I coped with a lot of my stress, was I'd go home, I'd do my homework, in quotation marks, I would never do my homework, ever, and I'd just be like, I need to relax, I need to do something, and I'd play video games. That would be my way to how to talk to people. Middle school was the time I got off my ADD meds because they weren't working. So I was really just hyper and I didn't know how to act off of them. So a lot of the time I'd try and use video games to help get my communication skills to be better because I was horrible at communicating with people. It was really bad. So I used video games. I was like, let's play video games together. Do you have a PlayStation? Let's do something. Middle school was about the time the PlayStation 4 came out and I'd play video games on that a lot at my dad's house. So I was like, yeah, let's play like Overwatch, which was one of my favorite games back in middle school. The gaming community is a bit sketchy. The PC gaming community especially is really nice. Most of the time it can be just really friendly from what I've heard. I don't PC game, I console game. Console gaming is an entire different story from PC gaming. Console gaming is a way more toxic community, is what I've experienced. With the community being super toxic, everyone thinks that they are the best, better than everyone in the game. The first game that I really got introduced to the toxic community of console players was about 2016, 2017. A game called Overwatch was available for PlayStation, and I played the crap out of that game. I downloaded that to play with some of my friends, and I played it on my own to practice to be good as my friends. When I got the game at first, I sounded like a little kid. I was a little kid, and there are like grown adults playing games like these. In the game, you do a lot of things. You get to choose your class for what you play. So, support, you heal. Tanks, you're bigger, you have more health, you're slower, you're gonna do a lot more damage. Then you have just the normal class where you're like just shooting everyone and kind of doing your own little thing. So I was a healer. I always healed. I was always support. Every time I tried my very hardest to just be the support character to make sure I'm healing everyone. But me putting on that headset and listening to what these people said as a little kid, it was heartbreaking because you're sitting there, you're playing the game, you're thinking that you're doing a really good job, you're healing people, and you get someone saying, like, oh, you're doing such a horrible job, you need to come over here and heal me, and you need to make sure that you're not staying with one person. And it sounds how I'm saying it, how it sounds like they're trying to give me feedback, but how they were saying it at the time was more of in a rage because everyone is so focused and everyone's like, I need to tell this person. I have to tell this person, like, they're doing this wrong. They have the need to tell everyone what they were doing was wrong and that the person who wasn't even playing that class was doing it correctly. So it was just heartbreaking for me to be playing a character trying to do my best, and they tell you that you're doing it wrong and horrible and that you should never play that character again. This is a really common theme in the gaming community. You could be female, you could be male, you could be non-binary, you could be whatever, whatever, but no matter what, you have heard some form of hate for what you've been doing. There's a really big issue with sexism in the gaming community as well. I've experienced with my experience in VR, in experience in games like Overwatch, Call of Duty, anything like that, it's not just the game that there's a sexist community. It's the entire gaming community in general. I play VR and guys all the time come up to me and say that I need to get off the game and I need to go make my husband a sandwich and that I need to stay in my place in the kitchen. And then they all laugh, and then when a girl gets butt hurt, they're like, chillax, it's a joke. We're joking. I've been called a lot of things. I've been called someone's object before, and I didn't even know the person who I was talking to. They're like, yeah, you're my object now. Like, you're a woman, I can just claim you. There's a lot of sexism. There's a lot of sexism towards guys. It's not common, but there is still some. There is a lot of homophobia, transphobia, just pure hate in a lot of the community, especially consoles. That's what I've witnessed, is a lot of just homophobia and transphobia in it. So it's not just the women getting it, it's overall, all over. In conclusion, the gaming community, especially console, can be really toxic and overall really overwhelming for a lot of people who can't handle things, rough jokes, very, very dark humor, things like that. Overall, the gaming community is really fun to be in if you find the right people. If you don't find the right people, it can be really bad. You can sit there and just take hate 24/7, and that's not what we want. Overall, I do have to say I've been affected horribly by the gaming community, but also positively by the community. It can be a really overwhelmingly nice community in general, but there are those people who make the games not fun. And no one should be discouraged just because of their age, their gender, identification, who they are. Like, you can play video games, and you should not be affected by the people who don't know who you actually are. They don't know who you are, and you do. So why listen to the people who don't know who you are and have only seen you playing a video game? Why listen to them? That's what I've picked up in the years of gaming, is you can't really listen to what everybody else is saying, what everyone else is bullying you on. Because in the end, they don't actually know who you are. They meet you once in a game. They don't understand who you are and what's going on in your background. So there's no use in listening to them. Thank you for listening to this episode of Daisy Talks. I'm Daisy or Jenna, and remember, you're loved, you're valid, you are you, and whatever you are awesome. Thank you for listening.